see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
0.96% to 8,878.1 amid hopes of a peace deal between the US and Iran. Seven of the 11 sectors, with gold up 1.5% compared to yesterday, while oil slipped 6.5% to $101 a barrel. The ASX founder and chief investment officer at Fat Profits. Angus, the ASX 200 is higher for a second day. What's driving the market?
Look, I think the unquestionably we're seeing a decent rally in the resources sector. Obviously, the markets are getting a sense that there's going to be a resolution on the Middle East conflict soon, that the strait will reopen, and oil prices have come off significantly. That's really helped commodities today, and that's been a big boost for the resources sector, which is up. You know, we've had gold, silver, platinum all rising strongly, along with copper, but also iron ore, which pushed above $110 a tonne this week. So, yeah, great. It's been a great backdrop for the resources sector.
US markets have essentially been shrugging off the conflict and notching new records. Even if a peace deal is reached, it's hard to see oil prices returning to their pre-conflict levels anytime soon. And the knock-on effects would be felt for quite some time. Do you think markets are being a bit complacent?
I don't think markets are being complacent, but I do agree that, you know, oil prices are unlikely to go back down to $60-$65 a barrel in a hurry. You know, so there's been a supply shock. It's going to take a while for the global market to normalize and for the oil market to settle down. So I think, you know, elevated oil prices are here to stay, but whether they stay at $95 a barrel remains to be seen. In terms of the inflationary impact, there's definitely been a price shock, which is going to hit all the economies around the world, including the US, and that will take some time to wash through. We're going to see, you know, elevated fuel prices push inflation rates up for the rest of the world for some time. But the markets are actually looking through that at the moment, and certainly in the United States, where the big focus is really on the earnings, which have been very, very strong. In fact, it's been one of the strongest quarters the US has had since the post-pandemic back in 2021. So the corporate sector over there has really delivered very strong earnings, and that's what investors are focusing on at the moment.
The Australian dollar has hit a four-year high as risk appetite increases. Why is that, and how much further could we see it go up?
Look, at the end of the day, two factors are driving the Australian dollar up. One is the fact that we've just had a rate hike from the RBA this week. Interest rate differentials with the United States are actually narrowing, and that's putting upward pressure on the Australian dollar as Australian interest rates go up. The second factor, of course, is commodities. Commodities are definitely getting a benefit from resolution in the Middle East. And that's also put a bit of downward pressure on the US dollar. The US dollar has lost a little bit of its safe haven status that it had in recent weeks and months. And, you know, that's good for commodities. And what's good for commodities is good for the Australian dollar.
The New Zealand dollar has also gone up against the greenback, and so have other currencies as well. Are they also rising against the Australian dollar, those other currencies?
Yeah, so the New Zealand dollar has been under pressure against the Australian dollar this year. In fact, you know, it's traded down to around 1.123 Kiwi to the Australian dollar, which really marks a major low, one of the lowest levels it's been at for the last decade. New Zealand's been in recession. The economy has really struggled over the last several years. The central bank over there has actually been cutting interest rates. So, you know, that's put a lot of pressure, downward pressure on the New Zealand dollar. But, you know, similar to Australia, it's a commodity-based currency. It has done better against the US dollar with oil prices coming off.
And what does a rising dollar mean for exporters? What kind of pressures does that put on exporters?
Look, it's going to put a bit of pressure on the exporters, particularly the resources sector. But I think, you know, the stock market's kind of looking through that at the moment because commodities themselves are actually going up more than the underlying currencies of a lot of the producers. So, you know, as long as iron ore and copper keep rising, the Australian dollar is going to keep rising against the US dollar, and it's not going to impact the resources sector. For the manufacturers, it's a different story.
Company news is catching your attention today.
Look, I think what's interesting at the moment, aside from the resources sector, is the technology stocks in Australia have been under a lot of pressure. We've seen a lot of disruption due to AI, fears around AI, and some of the dislocation that that's going to cause, and also some of the CapEx spending that, you know, some of the IT companies have been laying out in recent years. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And in Australia, you know, we quite like some of the larger technology companies such as Xero and WiseTech, which have lost sort of circa 70% of their value. I think this shift that we're seeing in the US towards the technology sector and the re-rating of companies over there is going to spill down to Australia and some of our technology stocks. So we're seeing a lot of opportunity there.
And finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where are the opportunities for investors?
Look, we're bullish globally on stocks. I think we've got a very constructive setup. You know, we saw that pressure come through in March because of the Middle East war and all of that uncertainty. If there's a deal that's reached soon, I think we're going to see risk appetite return. And I think, you know, the overall setup is pretty constructive. And I think we'll see most global stock markets, most international markets rally in the months ahead. And, you know, the earnings season itself is fairly constructive. In Australia, I think, you know, the ASX 200 is going to go higher and driven in a particular way by the resources sector. You know, we're very bullish on commodities, and I think that translates through to, you know, better profits for BHP, Rio, higher copper prices. So I see the market higher. Some of the domestic facing stocks, the discretionary retailers might struggle a bit with the recent rate hike, but generally we're pretty optimistic.
That was Angus Geddes from Fat Profits, and that wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoy it. See you.
In TV technology, now at Harvey Norman. RGB, changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches, and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.